Incredible Intuition. Change your life by learning how to trust your instincts. Introduction. Intuition. You've likely heard this term many times in your life. While you might not fully understand the term, you have a general idea of what it means. Maybe you've even experienced it. Women's intuition is one of the most popular examples. You meet someone for a coffee date, and you instantly know that they aren't all they seem. Maybe you notice someone walking behind you, and you instinctively speed up because you get a weird feeling. That is intuition. How about watching a chess match or any sporting or gaming event? These competitors make moves so fast, it's like they're almost not even thinking. The chess master makes a quick move for a checkmate that no one sees coming. A soccer goalie decides which way to dive on a penalty shot before the other player even kicks the ball. We often attribute these kinds of actions to the concept of intuition. You might even experience it yourself on a more micro level. Have you ever decided to rely on a gut feeling and it ended up working out splendidly? That could be intuition working without you even knowing it. So, intuition, you get it. You understand in a general sense what it is. Did you know that you can strengthen it? You can intentionally tap into its power and use it. You can harness the power of intuition to propel you towards your goals. If you didn't know that or wanted to learn more about doing that, you've landed in the right spot. That is what this book will teach you. You will learn exactly how you can improve results across all areas of your life using the power of intuition. Are you ready? Let's get going. What is intuition? The best place to start any story is the beginning. So before we progress any further, it's important to take a closer look at the most basic information possible. While we shared a few examples in the introduction, it's still important to answer one crucial question fully. What is intuition? When defining a word, the dictionary is always a good place to start. The textbook definition. Intuition. 1. Direct perception of truth, fact, etc., independent of any reasoning process, immediate apprehension. 2. A fact, truth, etc., is perceived in this way. 3. A keen and quick insight. 4. The quality or ability to have such direct perception or quick insight. Sometimes dictionary entries lack a certain context, but this is a pretty good definition for the most part. A direct perception of fact without a reasoning process is a wonderful way to describe intuition. At its core, this is what intuition is. You almost instantly know something to be true, but there is no fact or research behind it. A quick and keen insight is also an apt way to describe intuition. This gut feeling is what most of us think of when we hear the term. Our definition of intuition. Our concept of intuition is quite like the dictionary definition. We'll honor the above definition, but add a bit more context. We're taking the dictionary definition and putting it in real-life terms that will help you better recognize its power. For this book, we'll treat intuition as a gut feeling that you're doing something wrong or right, an instant sense of someone's emotions, a hunch that you might have the right answer, your innate inclinations towards a certain action, thought, or behavior, the inner voice that tells you how to act at that moment. Your gut feelings, hunches, and inner voice are all part of your intuition. Different types of intuition. One thing the dictionary definition doesn't touch on is that there are 4 different types of intuition. In self-help literature, people refer to these types of intuition as the 4 clairs, or 4 C's. Clairaudience. This type of intuition is when you feel like your intuition is talking in your mind. Consider this to be your inner voice. Clairvoyance. This type of intuition is when you receive information in pictures or scenes in your head rather than hearing them. The most common way this manifests is through daydreaming, and some would argue night dreams. Clairsentience. Clairsentience is likely the most common form of intuition and how most of us think about it daily. Clairsentience involves feelings, both physical and emotional. Think about this type of intuition as your gut feelings. Claircognizance. Like the last clair, this type of intuition also helps you instantly realize something. The main difference is this type of intuition drops fully fleshed out thoughts into your mind rather than gut feelings. This type of intuition most often manifests when you suddenly have some immediate insight into a particular situation or person. A Skeptic's Guide to Intuition. Okay, that last section might have some of you feeling a certain way. We went from a dictionary definition of intuition to talking about clairvoyance. That type of leap might not feel natural to the skeptics out there. First off, congratulations on being a skeptic. There's nothing wrong with skepticism. A skeptic simply doesn't trust unless given a real, tangible reason. Fair enough. The idea of intuition as an unexplainable power in the universe isn't something everyone will accept at face value. Do you know what the good news is? You don't have to. Anyone can tap into the power of intuition, even skeptics. I, too, was once skeptical about intuition, but I ended up reading a wonderful book, Thinking Fast and Slow by Daniel Kahneman. I'll attempt to paraphrase the most relevant information from this book, but keep in mind that I am no Kahneman. He is a Nobel Prize-winning psychologist and professor emeritus at Princeton University. So yeah, you're going to have to bear with me here. In this book, Daniel Kahneman explains how our minds process information. He proposes that we have two kinds of thinking, fast and slow. Our slow thinking is when we use reasoning to come to conclusions. Our fast thinking is when we instantly come to conclusions based on our past experiences. This fast thinking could be described as intuition. Think about the examples we shared in the introduction of this guide, specifically these two scenarios. Women's intuition, chess grandmaster. If you don't believe in the mysterious power of intuition, what explains these situations? Kahneman believes that we base our snap decisions and instincts on our past experiences and subconscious knowledge. Consider women's intuition. Our society is still quite patriarchal, so women spend most of their lives trying to navigate that. From a young age, they must worry about men's motives. They're constantly encountering men who don't have their best interests at heart. Whether they know it or not, they're learning from all these experiences. So while women's intuition might be a cosmic power granted from the universe, it might also be women's brains using past experiences to make a ton of instant connections to keep them safe. What about the chess master? Their situation's quite similar. By the time someone can be known as a chess master, be it official or locally, they've spent hours upon hours playing chess. They've made thousands or millions of moves. Their good intuition might just be all their past experiences instantly firing through the brain synapses. The takeaway. No one is wrong. Or more aptly, it doesn't matter if someone is wrong or someone's right. The reality is intuition exists, no matter what you believe it is or isn't. If you believe it's an unexplainable force that the universe grants us, that's fine. It's also fine if you're skeptical about that and believe our past experiences contribute to intuition. What's important to agree on is that it is a powerful tool that you can harness, use, and strengthen. Once you realize that, it's time to read on and learn about your connection with intuition and how leading a more intuitive life is the key to realizing your goals, hopes, and dreams. Your connection with intuition. Now that we have a greater understanding of intuition, it seems like a good time to examine our connection with intuition. It's natural to feel you aren't intuitive. Most people never give it a second thought, to be honest. But in our fast-paced modern society, it's easy to lose your connection with intuition. Why do we lose touch with intuition? Past failures. Past failures and mistakes are some of the quickest ways to lose faith in your intuition. Think about it. If you trusted your gut instinct and it ended up being wrong, would you trust it the next time? No one goes through life mistake or failure free, so it's impossible to expect our intuition to be fail-proof. This is especially true if you haven't given your intuition much thought at all. Past failures and mistakes shouldn't make you give up on intuition because they're nothing more than chances to learn and grow. Depression. Depression is a serious issue for many people. While losing your ability to be intuitive is probably low on its list of negative effects, it still matters. Studies have shown that depressed individuals have difficulties coming to fast and adaptive decisions. Quick note, if you feel like you might be suffering depression, reach out to a professional. Depression is not something to take lightly. Anxiety. Anxiety is another condition that can make almost any action in your life into a serious hurdle. Much like depression, studies show anxiety can negatively impact our ability to make intuitive decisions. This research makes sense in some ways because it's hard to make snap decisions when you're anxious about everything. Much like depression, serious anxiety is not something to shrug off. Reach out to a professional, or at least a trusted loved one, if you feel anxiety affects your daily activities. Modern distractions. We live in an unbelievably fast-paced world filled with distractions. Intuition relies on connecting with something deeper inside us, be it our past experiences or a mysterious power. That connection can be near impossible when you have your TV blaring, three social media applications open, and a constant deluge of texts, calls, and emails. If you live in a city, sometimes even stepping out onto your balcony for a bit of peace is ruined by screeching tires, loud arguments, and light pollution. It's hard to center yourself and listen to your inner voice when dealing with this kind of distraction. Stress. Much like a distraction, stress will sap your ability to think intuitively. It's very hard to focus on your inner voice and gut instincts when you're too worried about the rest of the issues in your life. In a funny twist, though, there are some theories that stress can trigger intuitive decisions. Worrying about other people's opinions. While it's nice to be courteous about other people's feelings and opinions, it can be debilitating if you choose to live by them. Some of us tend to let our personal beliefs and well-being be pushed to the back, so we don't stick out or offend someone. Consider this. Have you ever told someone about a gut instinct you were feeling and they scoffed at you? It happens all the time. People don't like to think about things they can't understand. Intuition is very personal, and if you're too worried about what other people think about it or you, you will lose touch with it. Overthinking. We don't advise you to act on every gut feeling you have instantly, but overthinking every decision you need to make is the quickest way to lose touch with intuition. When the stakes are high, sometimes you need to do your due diligence and think about a problem. However, if you've considered all your options, done your research, and feel like you're on the right track, what is holding you back from making that decision and moving on? If you do nothing but think and analyze, you might never get to the taking action part. Signs you've lost touch. After reading that, are you worried you might be losing touch with your intuition? Don't panic. The next chapter will help you get back on track in your intuitive life. But first, in this section, we'll examine a few signs that you might have lost touch with your intuition. You dismiss your gut feelings. Dismissing your gut feeling is the most glaring sign that you've lost touch with your intuition. Even if you've lost touch with intuition, you won't be able to turn off your gut instincts and hunches completely. The problem begins when you start dismissing these thoughts right away. If you're constantly and instantly dismissing most of your gut feelings, then you're likely suffering a disconnect from intuition. You struggle to make decisions. Do you often struggle to make decisions, be it large or small? This is another pretty clear sign that you've lost touch with intuition. When you struggle with all your decisions, it could be because you don't have the intuition to guide or help guide you. More specifically, you have intuition but struggle with your ability to listen to it. You lack clarity in life. Do you know what you want out of life? Do you know where you're headed? A lot of people struggle with this, and it could be from a host of problems. However, a lack of intuition could cause this lack of clarity in your life. On its own, a lack of clarity might not be a sign of intuition issues. However, if you suffer from a lack of clarity, along with other signs, your intuition, or lack thereof, may be the culprit. You're surprised by the action of others. Intuitive people can often read other people quite well. It won't take an intuitive person long to figure out if a person is genuine or not. While we'll all be surprised at times, for the most part, intuitive people have a pretty good grasp of how others in their life will act. If you regularly find yourself surprised by the actions of others, then you might be suffering a disconnect from intuition. You take a back seat in your life. Are you in control of your life, or are you just along for the ride? If you're the type of person who's happy to sit back and let others make all your decisions, you might be having issues with your intuition. Highly intuitive people wouldn't typically be happy in this situation because their intuition would be screaming at them every time the decision maker in their life made a decision you weren't sure about. You don't believe in yourself. Self-doubt is a clear indicator you've lost touch with your intuition. If you haven't lost touch with it, then you don't believe in it, and that's pretty much the same thing when you think about it. When you doubt your actions and decisions, you're either not hearing or ignoring your intuition. Either scenario indicates a lack of connection. You often suffer regret. Do you find that you're regularly regretting the decisions you've made? This is another sign that you're disconnected from your intuition. When you lead an intuitive life, you don't regret your decisions as much. You typically make better decisions and know that even your bad decisions were at least guided by your instincts. While this isn't an entirely exhaustive list of signs that you've lost connection with intuition, it hits on all the most common issues. If you related to these signs, don't worry. We're here to fix that. Signs you are intuitive and might not even know it. Okay, things are getting a bit doom and gloom around here. Don't worry. we're going to inject some positivity into this affair right now. You just learned the signs of someone who lacks a connection with their intuition. They likely didn't even know that was their issue. Well, the inverse is also true. Many people have a strong connection with their intuition, but aren't even aware of it. Here are 7 signs you might be highly intuitive. You pick up on others' emotion. Do you find that you can read people more easily than others? You tend to pick up their true emotions, even if they're trying to hide them? If this sounds like a regular occurrence to you, you're likely more intuitive than you believe. You're a good judge of character. Like the last point, being a good judge of character is a sure sign that you're intuitive. Do you find that while your snap judgment of people may not be fair, it ends up being right more often than not? Highly intuitive people can recognize a person's true motives even after a brief encounter. You feel connected to nature. Do you feel a connection to nature? Are you happier to be outside? Do you love to break up your workday with a stroll through the park? While this is pleasurable on several levels, it could also signify that you're more intuitive than most. Remember, modern distractions are one of the reasons we lose our connection to intuition, so it only makes sense that spending more peaceful time in nature would help us be more intuitive. You typically make good choices. How would you rank your decision-making ability? Do you typically make good decisions? Do you make the right choice most of the time? No one can be perfect, so don't worry if you make the odd bad choice. Consider the whole, though. On average, do you make more good decisions than bad? If so, this might be a sign that you have a solid connection to your intuition. People call you lucky. This point is closely related to the last. Do you find that people in your life often refer to you as lucky? People regularly calling you lucky is a sign you might be more intuitive than you realize. When your decisions seem to work out for the best so often, people can't fathom how you're always right. They end up just chalking it up to good old-fashioned luck. That's easier to comprehend than the power of living an intuitive life. You have vivid dreams and daydreams. People often debate whether dreams mean anything or not, but that is the discussion for another book. In this case, we're talking about very vivid dreams and daydreams that either come true or more likely guide you towards certain decisions. This vivid dreaming could be a sign of your intuition. You notice things others overlook. Do you find yourself finding meaning and guidance from places that other people overlook? This is a good sign that your intuition is leading your actions without you even knowing it. This most often manifests as synchronicity with the world around you. Think about signs from the universe that blow your mind and others don't even notice. Skeptic note, if you don't think of the universe as a guiding force, consider synchronicity as your subconscious sending you messages to get your attention. Think about when you're researching a big purchase. Often, you'll have a few options to choose from, but no clear winner. Your intuition or subconscious might be sending you their choice by making you notice one option more than the other. As you just learned, our connection with intuition is fraught with peril in today's fast-paced world. If you want to know if your connection is wavering, you now have a clear list of signs that it is. Alternatively, if you're a bit skeptical or haven't thought about intuition before, you have a list of signs that you might be much more intuitive than you ever imagined. A more intuitive life. Thus far, you've learned a lot about intuition. You learned its definition, the different types, and even had your skepticism successfully challenged. You then got the chance to examine your current relationship with intuition. You learned why you lose your connection to it, and signs that you may or may not currently live intuitively. You built that solid foundation of knowledge so you can move on to the most important part of this guide. This section is all about inviting and fostering intuition into your daily life. If you're ready to find out how intuition can positively impact your life and how to get the most out of it, read on. What does it mean to live intuitively? Living an intuitive life essentially means that you live life as closely connected to your intuition as possible. This should be a natural connection, though. You don't want to spend every waking moment trying to focus on your intuition. Your intuition should come naturally. You want to be in tune with your gut feelings and instincts. You don't need to think about these things or focus on them at all. Living intuitively means being ready to recognize, listen, and act when intuition does speak to you. Recognize. You easily realize that your intuition is trying to inform you about a certain decision or action you're about to take. That feeling in your gut might not be a stomach rumble. That apprehension you're suddenly feeling might be a warning bell. Listen. You know it's important to listen to what your instincts are telling you. You can't just shrug them off. Intuitive thoughts can be vague at times, and it's up to you to draw the connecting lines between the dots. Act. Once you know that your intuition is sending you a message and have figured out what it means, it's time to act. If you aren't willing to act on your instincts, you can't live an intuitive life. Remember, every person has access to the power of intuition. In that sense, to live intuitively is simply to live. That said, if you want to separate yourself from the rest of the pack, maybe it's time to get the most out of intuitive living. To truly live intuitively, you need to take steps to trust, embrace, and develop it. How can intuition help me? Here are a few more concrete examples of ways that living an intuitive life can help you. Helps you step out of your comfort zone. When you live a life that listens to your gut instincts, you will be routinely stepping out of your comfort zone. You won't have the time to talk yourself out of difficult choices. You will challenge your entire belief system when you aren't limited to just what your rational mind offers. Your instincts will guide you in ways you never thought were possible. You can hear your inner voice. It's so weird that people ignore that little voice inside of them. When you commit to living an intuitive life, you'll spend more time in contact with, well, yourself. Being intuitive forces you to listen to your inner voice, and you might be surprised by its insight. You'll also be more receptive to all its messages, so you'll be more aware of things like engaging in negative self-talk. Being more aware means you can take the proper steps to rectify it. It helps you identify your purpose. So many of us struggle to figure out what our purpose is. The self-help genre is packed with books designed to help us realize our why, follow our passion, or recognize our purpose. Getting in touch with your intuition might be more helpful than all those books combined. When you let your intuition guide you, it'll reveal your true wants and desires. It'll even direct you towards them if you only listen. Helps you make decisions. People struggle with decisions all the time. Think about yourself for a moment. Have you ever had any big decisions you struggled to make? Are you the type of person that struggles with almost all decisions? In either scenario, intuition can help. Your intuition will guide your decision-making process as soon as you learn to listen and trust it. You won't be afraid to make decisions when you're willing to trust your gut instincts. Helps you take action. If you're the type of person who can't make a decision, you're also the type who struggles to take action. When you start living intuitively, you'll become a natural action taker. Your intuition will find a way to let you know it's time to act. Your trust in that intuition will help you take the action without overthinking it. You can sense when things are off. Whether it's a new person you just met or a certain situation you find yourself in, you'll be able to sense if things are a bit off. Sensing that a person or situation isn't quite right can help keep you safe. It can also help you avoid mistakes by spending too much time with a toxic person or taking action when your gut says you shouldn't. You're more creative. Intuitive people seem to be naturally more creative, and creative people seem more intuitive. While we can't fully explain this phenomenon, it makes sense on the surface. Intuitive people are inclined to be more open-minded, thoughtful, and in touch with themselves. You could say the same for creative people. Remember the earlier definition of intuition? Perception of truth without any rational reasoning? You could argue creativity is a lot like that too. How often have you looked at a fine piece of art, knew it was good, but didn't know why? It improves your well-being. Living an intuitive life is good for both mind and body. One of its most important roles is to let you know if any serious problems pop up. How often have you heard of someone who decided to make a doctor appointment or ask for a second opinion based on a gut feeling? The concept of intuitive eating has created an entire subgenre of nutritional content. Often our body knows what's best for us mentally and physically, and sometimes it'll use our intuition to tell us exactly what it needs. How did we do selling you on the importance of intuitive living? I think that it's a compelling list of reasons. It should be enough to make most people jump at the chance to develop their intuition. If that sounds good, you're going to be excited about the next chapter. Developing your intuition. You must be sold on the power of intuition to still be reading this far. You know a lot about the topic so far. What's left to learn? The most important part. It's time to learn ways that you can develop your intuition. While some of these steps may seem simple, The combination of them all will ensure you grow a closer connection with your intuition. Clear your mind. If your head is constantly abuzz with your thoughts, the thoughts of others, your thoughts of others, worries, stresses, and anxiety, you'll never be in tune with your inner voice. It's impossible to hear your intuition because a bunch of other distractions are drowning it out. You need to find a way to regularly clear your mind so that your intuition has a chance to blossom. Slow down. This tip is highly related to the last one. You need to make time for doing nothing. I know this goes against everything our rise and grind culture has made us believe, but trust us, you need to slow down. In general, we already work a large portion of our life. Then we still need to make room for our families, friends, and pursuits. We still need to find 6 to 8 hours a day to sleep as well. If you're constantly rushed off your feet, moving from one appointment to the next, when will you have time to get in tune with your intuition? Practice mindfulness. Actively using mindfulness techniques is a great way to clear your mind and slow down all at once. Probably the most popular and some would argue most effective way to embrace mindfulness is meditation. Incorporating meditation into your daily routine is a wonderful way to cut out distractions and busyness from your life. It gives you some time to be alone with nothing but yourself, your mind, and yes, your intuition. Pay attention to your dreams. I'm not saying you need to go out and buy a dream journal, but try to pay more attention to your dreams. You will find that actively trying to remember a dream you just had will naturally increase your ability to remember them in general. No one is claiming that your dreams will have direct messages in them, but recurring vivid dreams could be your subconscious trying to send you a message. Take note of physical sensations. As we age, we're used to all kinds of random aches and soreness. We usually just put these to the back of our heads and carry on with our day. If you want to be more intuitive, you should stop ignoring your physical reactions. The fact is especially true when it comes to feelings in your stomach area. If you feel physically ill at the thought of something, consider your intuition may be talking to you. Does that new neighbor make your body hair stand on end? Maybe they shouldn't be trusted right away. Capture your random thoughts. It would be helpful if you figured out a way to capture your random thoughts. Of course, you don't have to capture all these thoughts, but if you have a real aha moment, try to write it down. If you don't like writing, then use your phone to make a quick voice memo. You never know when your intuition will reach out, so you want to be ready when it does. Start with small decisions. If you want to tip your toes into the proverbial waters of intuition, then consider starting small. Your small day-to-day decisions aren't usually going to be very life-changing. Trusting your intuition on small decisions is low risk and helps you build confidence. You'll find it much easier to rely on your intuition for important decisions if they've already paid off for a whole bunch of smaller ones. It's also good practice. Think of it as strengthening your intuition like you would a muscle. Get creative. We talked about the link between intuition and creativity earlier. You can help develop your intuition by engaging in more creative activities. These creative pursuits will allow you to turn that rational, analytical part of your mind off, at least for a little while. When you're in this more creative state, you'll also be more open to intuitive influence. Spend more time in nature. Much like our last suggestion, this idea is based on you slowing things down a bit. Often, when we're in nature, we aren't focused on our typical distractions. We're just happy to be outside and surrounded by nothing but the world. It is at times like this when intuition can most easily strike. The next time you're at work or home and struggling with a big decision, take a walk in a local park or hiking trail. Listen to the ideas that pop up in your mind when you're just focused on putting one foot in front of another. Think less. This step is much easier said than done, but that's one more reason you should start trying as soon as possible. If you're an overthinker, you need to try and get that under control. You will never connect with your true intuition if you're committed to overthinking everything it has to tell you. Learn how to notice when you're stuck in your head and take the steps you need to get out of it. The more you commit to this, the easier it will eventually get. Train your intuition. There are specific exercises that will help you get more in tune with your intuition. You can find these online or even more conveniently in the workbook companion piece to this ebook. Take a shower. This step is very specific, but think of it as a stand-in for any type of activity that lets you turn your brain off for a bit. The shower is a great example to use because somehow that combination of solitude, white noise, warm water, and small enclosure seems to spur our greatest thoughts. Reflecting on your past is a great way to build some trust. Try to think about times when you acted on your intuition and it paid off. How much did these events contribute to your current circumstances? Consider what could have happened had you not listened to your intuition. Spend time with intuitive people. People often say that we're the sum of our 5 closest friends. I'm not sure whether this is always true, but there is some validity when you think about it. When you spend time with more intuitive people, you'll feel more comfortable relying on your intuition. After all, these friends of yours follow their intuition, and they seem to be happy and successful. Pay attention to the world around. So many of these tips seem to boil down to taking a moment to catch our breaths. I guess it makes sense considering the fast-paced world we live in and all the shiny baubles vying for our attention. That said, don't fly through this life without noticing the world around you. It's easy to lose focus, but remember, the more information you can gather, the more powerful your intuition will be. Skeptics note, this last point is imperative if you believe intuition is less spiritual and more a collection of our stored experiences. If this is what you believe, then you need to make sure that you immerse yourself in the world around you at every opportunity. The more you learn, the more your mind will be able to draw upon during your instant decision-making processes. The more information you feed your intuitive subconscious mind, the better results it will give you. The rest is really up to you. At the end of the day, the best thing you can do is to keep the idea of intuition in mind, listen when it speaks to you, then act. The more you do that simple process, the more you'll build your intuition. Conclusion. Intuition. You likely have heard this term many times in your life. This is how we started this ebook, so it seemed fitting to end it that way. The difference this time is, not only have you heard the term intuition many times, but you also learned a whole lot more about it. You learned exactly what intuition is, the different types of intuition, a skeptic's explanation of intuition, why you lose our connection with intuition, signs you've already lost your connection with intuition, signs you might be more intuitive than you think, the key to living intuitively, why intuition is important, and how you can develop your intuition. That's a pretty good start to your new, more intuitive life. Remember, whether you're a skeptic or not, the power of intuition can't be denied. Whether it's a quick snapshot of all our life experiences or some spiritual force that can't be defined, it can help guide us. If you want to make better decisions, take more decisive action, and open yourself up to a whole new world of opportunity and accolades, then you want intuition in your corner. Congratulations on taking your first step towards a more intuitive life.